أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's episode, The Road to Victory. One of the most important issues for the Muslim Ummah the world over is to resume the system by which they can be governed by Islam, where their lands are united under one leader, the Khalifa. In other words, the re-establishment of the mother of all farz, the Ummul Faraid, as Imam Abu Hanifa called it, is a vital issue for the Muslims. And for this great task, a very strong stance is required by men and women, young and old, from all areas of the Muslim world. Alongside this, we must be motivated by the desire to be the ones who stood firm against the enemies of Islam and the social and political obstacles they placed before us. Undoubtedly, this path of defending the Islamic principles and values has always been riddled with hardships and distress. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also faced adversity, as did his Sahaba radiallahu anhuma. As well as the constant stream of abuse, there were times when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beaten until he fell unconscious. All the Sahaba faced persecution, even by family members, like Mus'ab bin Umair, once loved as the flower of the Quraysh for his elegant appearance, beautiful manners and sharp intellect. He was tied up and held prisoner by his own mother to stop him associating with the Muslims. As was Abu Jandal, imprisoned by his own father, literally in chains, for close to 3 years. The weaker Sahaba, who had been slaves or weren't from powerful tribes, were treated the worst. The parents of Ammar radiallahu an, Yasir and Sumayya, were tortured to death. And Bilal radiallahu an, who was crushed in the hot sun for hours, but subhanallah, he was one who never faltered in his iman, nor did he ever resent the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Also, there was so much propaganda against the early Muslims. The Quraysh tribal leaders spread lies and rumors about the Muslims and ridiculed Islam and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, they ridiculed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is just like today, where the ideas of Islam are compared to liberalism and capitalism and then defamed as backward and barbaric. Also, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is attacked for his sunnah, and aspects of Islam related to women are said to be medieval. These are the trials we face due to capitalism and its many branches that reach all our lives and meddles with the affairs of this ummah.
The boycott in the 7th year of the Hijrah saw Muslims at a very low point. They were degraded through starvation, and no business transactions or marriages with them were being permitted. The Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims were forced to withdraw to the valley of Shirb Abi Talib, outside Makkah. And this situation lasted for many months and had devastating consequences, especially for the women and children.
Despite this, once when Rasulullah was asked to make dua for their situation to change, he became angry and replied by explaining that people before them had suffered worse and been put in ditches and sawn in half and had their skins combed off with iron combs for simply believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged patience and perseverance amongst the Sahaba. So, although their situation was totally unbearable by our comfortable standards, what do you think he'd say to us today?
After years of struggle, Islam was established in the form of a state in Medina, and it shone like a beacon of light over the whole world. Islam spread to many corners of the globe and people of all colors enjoyed the security of the Khilafah. And this continued for hundreds of years until the destruction of the Khilafah in 1924, when after almost two centuries of conspiring against the Islamic Khilafah, the colonialist West deconstructed the office of the Khilafah with the help of Mustafa Kemal. And this year, March the 3rd, 2018, will mark 94 years since its demise. Although the Western powers, along with the puppet regimes in the Muslim world, commit the most heinous crimes against the Muslim Ummah today, the signs of the return of Islam are on the horizon for all to see. And who can deny the growing gulf between the Muslim rulers and their masses? Who can deny the mass demonstrations of this Ummah against the massacre of their brothers and sisters? Who can deny the brutal methods employed by the regimes in the Muslim world to quell the desire of their people to be ruled by Islam? And when these tactics fail, the entire world has witnessed the manner in which the Western governments force their way onto Islamic soil in order to support their puppet allies, as soon as those rulers lose their support and legitimacy in the eyes of their people. So, despite the trials we face today, collectively as an ummah, the message of our Rabb, as exemplified by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that after severe trial comes ease and comes victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nur, verse 55, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised those who have believed amongst you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient. So all of the conspiring of the capitalist governments is bound to fail, for the one who gave glory to the first generation of Muslims will undoubtedly give it to this ummah again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver the return of the promised righteous Khilafah on the way of the prophethood, and to give His slaves the strength of iman and constancy to endure the severe trials on the road to victory.
أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.